All right. We are live. This is CGSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, the campus community radio from Sam Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. We stream online at cgsf.ca. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter, and listen to podcasts of our programs on SoundCloud and our website. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CGSF or 2573. This is Huayange Shechlech from the Intlakepmch territories up in the Nicola Valley from Gwaishkna, BC. And I'm your host here on Free Voices, brought to you by Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. And I'm sitting here with the president of Minnetkade Park Association. How are you doing?
Hello, it's Celia here. Good, I'm doing well.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
it's not torrential rain.
Yeah, for sure.
It's
kind of chilly, but it's pretty bearable.
It gets a pep in my step.
Mm-hmm. So we have an awesome show coming up for you folks. We have our subject is going to be on self-awareness. We have some awesome music coming up. We have Stravaganza, and I believe they're from Mexico or Spain. They're Hispanic, so that's for all our Spanish brothers and sisters out there listening and tuning in. And so it's going to be a special one. And also we have Waylon Jennings.
Yes.
Yeah, that's your pick. And we have some Saliva, we have some Stone Jesus, and hopefully some Black Delta Movement. So we're going to start off the show with some Stravaganza, and the song is called Hijo de la Luna, and I believe it's called Howl at the Moon. And it's my werewolf song, because I became aware that I'm a werewolf at times.
And a werewolf.
Yeah, it comes out. So have a listen and enjoy, everyone.
Cuenta una leyenda que una hembra gitana conjuró a la luna hasta el amanecer, llorando pedía que al llegar el día desposara un la luna para hacerle un...
We're back. That was Stravaganza, Hiu de la Luna, which in my translation means Howl at the Moon. And if anybody knows the correct translation, you can let us know, because it's in Spanish. And man, pretty awesome.
Mm.
Very symphonic. So we have a special person with us right now, Wegedesk. How are you doing, Wegedesk?
Glorious day, Eagle Nation. I'm doing great. I'm super stoked on life. I've been doing my deep breaths all day, every day, and really staying focused on the positives, bro. So, as always, I'm grateful to be here.
Awesome. Beautiful. Let's get our show started right, and let's do some deep breaths. Can you please guide us through that?
Absolutely. So, let's get our bodies ready for three really conscious deep breaths with emphasis on feeling the abundance and ease which the air nurtures our body on the way in. And then when our lungs are super full, just let it all go. Any problems you have, just let it all go and trust that everything will repair itself accordingly. And so let's relax our belly, let's relax our jaw, let's relax our shoulders, anywhere your body's feeling stressed. And in 3 seconds, let's do that first inhale. 3, 2, 1, let's go. And one more, let's really fill our lungs up with the good stuff. And let it go.
Oh, man.
So good. I always feel better just after those three.
Yes, so special, man. It's always a blessing just to feel all that air getting into our lungs and hitting our brains and going through our body. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing. Great
and
way to show our soul.
We can do that anytime for free.
Mm. Yes, unreal. It's so healthy, so much of an improvement in any situation. It's just a beautiful way to be able to tap into that natural power that we all have within us.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a subject today, and it's on self-awareness. And we'd love to hear your words on that.
Self-awareness, that's a great topic. The self is both very simple and mysterious, as everybody knows who they are. I'm me. Mm-hmm. But yet, who are we? What is the origin of man? Where did the first man or woman come from? So the self part is very important. And I think at the end of the day, we can't really ever know for sure what our origins are. So I like to make something up that is healthy and beneficial. Our creation stories are so important to give us healthy objectives in our world and help to understand the awareness part of our topic today. And so I think a really interesting perspective to self-awareness would be to ask myself, or to ask you, what is your creation story and what is your after-death story? These are often things that we kind of don't even bother thinking about because we'll never really know. But by considering them and asking these questions, we can come to build some better understandings of what we can do with our life here and now. And so I like to create my creation story with an amazing, perfect father and an amazing, perfect mother. Somehow these two opposite beings come together to create me in love and abundance and peace and all the good things. And that keeps me going through the hard times in life. And I also believe that wherever we go when we pass away is based on what we did in this lifetime. And so I really encourage service and the golden rule, you know, always acting and treating others the way we would want to be treated ourselves. And ultimately, I think those points are such huge things to contemplate that I don't know if I can really say anything more on the subject for now. What do you
think?
Well,
it's so beautiful, so wonderful. I believe all your words are very special and very deep. You put a lot of thought into it, and it's just a blessing to hear those type of words. We all need to have our own self-awareness to know how to improve ourselves, and in doing so, we can improve the world. Just as we believe here, you know, if we want to see change in this world, we have to change ourselves. And before we can do that, we got to be self-aware. And that's a very big step and a key thing in our lives that we all need to self-reflect and learn about ourselves, how to improve ourselves positively, take out the negative things that are in our lives and replace it with positive things. And it's just so special that I'm able to come here and learn from a lot of positive people and learn from their successes and even from their afflictions. And it's just an amazing time that we're able to spend together. I get to spend my time with the most positive people that I have in my life. And it's just a blessing and honor. And we really thank all the staff up here at CJSF. We thank Magnus, Robin, Jesse, Kanavar, and even some of our volunteers here. Vivian, she's always promoting our show sometimes, and we're going to miss her when she leaves. It's going to be a big hole in our community up here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's just something that we all need to do and get in contact with ourselves, learn about ourselves, and then improve ourselves. And of course, then it improves the whole world. So we really thank you for coming on and joining us live. We thank you and Nelba. We heard you're both running around out on your Ducati, and it's just awesome, special.
Absolutely. We're so blessed. And one more thing with self-awareness. I know for a fact that the more appreciation I feel every day, the better my life gets.
Mm.
So thank you so much, Chief, to you and all the staff there for sure, and all our listeners around the world. Eagle Nation is pumping out the good vibes, Chief, and thanks for being the captain of the ship.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that, and we hope you have a great rest of your week and weekend, and stay safe out there on the road, and just enjoy your time.
Thanks, bro. All the best. Yeah, bye for now.
Lots of love to you. Bye for now. All right. That was our brother, Wegedesk, the champion high diving champion of Canada and the world. So he's always a special person to give us some insight on our subjects, and just a real special person. So, yeah. We're going to continue on with our show, and we're going to play a pick from the president of Minnetonka Park Association, Celia.
It's a tongue-in-cheek song.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a good one, though. It's something that I grew up listening to, and I never understood it, but
started listening to
the
words.
Yeah, so, yeah, let's listen to some Waylon Jennings with Friends. Put another log on the fire. So let's have a listen.
Put another log on the fire. Cook me up some bacon and some beans. And go out to the car and change the tire. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe. And then go fetch my slippers. And boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe. And come and tell me
car on Sunday. Don't I warn you when you're getting fat? Ain't I gonna take you fishing with me someday? Well, a man can't love a woman more than that. Ain't I always nice to your kid sister? Don't I take her driving every night? So sit here at my feet, 'cause I like you when you're sweet, and you know it ain't feminine to fight. Wash my socks and sew my old blue jeans. Come on, baby, you can fill my pipe, and then go fetch my slippers and boil me up another pot of tea. Then put another log on the fire, babe, and come and tell me why you're leaving me.
That was a good one.
How come she's leaving?
Yeah,
him?
I know. I always wonder. Always wondering why she was mean to him. That's how aware I am.
That's funny, eh?
Yeah,
I like that song because it's kind of playing with how we can think we're aware, and you know, just not really fully get it.
For sure.
It's fun.
For sure, I wasn't aware.
It's just a playful way of
it's good,
shining
though.
Light.
It's good. I really like that. made me realize how unaware I am.
Without being,
I think I'm
playful.
Aware, but not really.
It's all these layers, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, you know, if we take life as a continued opportunity for different awarenesses and learnings, I think that's a good place to
be. Yeah, it is. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
I really like to learn about myself.
Me too.
And it's like, learn about other people, and it's just so special.
Yeah. And I think, you know, we're raised in our families, and our families give us messages, and then, you know, then whatever our neighborhoods and our communities and commercial advertising sends messages to us, and we think we come up with our own thoughts, but, you know, there's a lot of messaging going on. Not all of it bad, but, you know, it's that getting to a place where we go, okay, we're going to actually start to, I'm grabbing the wheel, because it's the idea of like, okay, taking time to really look at the impacts that we have in our behavior or our non-behavior, because not doing something can sometimes have an impact on self or others, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so true, because you know, it kind of reminds me of when I thought I invented that song. And,
but you did.
I know. Like, I was going to sue Iron Maiden. They stole my song. But, you know, that's kind of a thing that when we become self-aware, we realize that sometimes we're impacted by stuff that we're not even like cluing into.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It's kind of like, you know, like even a lot of TV programs and songs and stuff, they have this almost propagandist vibe to them, where it just goes into you. And if you watch enough of it, you're going to believe it.
Yeah, so, like music especially, because often there's an emotional component to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really plugs into that part of ourselves.
Our unconscious self.
Yeah, exactly.
And then it comes out later on, and it can come out like through your pen.
Exactly. It can come out in so many ways.
Yeah,
right?
Or your paintbrush, those kind of things. All these things that we can accomplish and do. Sometimes they're coming from our subconsciousness, and and if we can decipher it, then we can figure out, like, you know, what how we can improve and how we can get rid of those negative tendencies that also come out too.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes there is a sometimes having to go, like sometimes to get to that other side is going through it on some level, in the sense of sometimes it is actually the unconscious is bubbling up to tell us something about our own life, mm-hmm. in it, tying in with a song, but our own personal or family experiences that have happened, and it's needing to have some level of healthy expression.
Yeah.
Obviously, destroying someone else or something else isn't going to be the best way, but having a healthy way for that to have expression can sometimes be the way through with that heightening awareness.
Yeah, and it also helps us deal with, you know, especially like our addictions, because that's why a lot of these addictions arise anyway, is because of our subconsciousness. And once we start dealing with those issues that, you know, usually repressed memories mm-hmm. that we choose not to remember, and then it'll come out eventually, and it becomes destructive.
Yeah, like, I mean, at the time, it's a very smart thing that our body and system does to not remember certain things, because
it needs to,
in the short run, we need to survive.
It's a survival mechanism.
Yeah, exactly.
And if we remembered everything that happened,
it would be too much.
Yeah, we would die. It would kill us.
Yeah.
So, yeah, very special. Thank you for your input. It's so awesome and amazing. And, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Time to start my day. Whoa, 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 hold up. Oh my god, is that a new mole? I'm sure it's not a big deal, right? Everyone gets moles. I'm sure it's just a freckle. I don't think I need it checked. It can't be that serious. I don't think it's new. I'm sure if I go back into my old photos, I can find the same mole, right? Oh, it seems a little different than what I remember. I'm sure it's nothing bad.
Are you sure about that? Very few individuals are aware of steps they could take to address the common risk factors for a wide spectrum of cancers. With simple tools, about 50% of cancers could be prevented. Yet cancer prevention remains under-researched, under-applied, and underfunded. With your support, BC cancer scientists can better understand the root causes of cancer and how we can prevent it in the first place. Be the change. Donate today at www.bccancerfoundation.com.
All right, brothers and sisters from all over the world, we welcome you from Australia to Germany to Spain to Africa to England to China to Russia to Ukraine, wherever you are. We really appreciate you coming in and joining us. So we're going to continue on our show here, and we're going to get to Shkwait Shachlach, who's my brother. And for people that don't know him, he's an extreme survivalist. He's battled through lymphoma cancer. He's survived Guillain-Barré syndrome. And he's come through the huge fires of last year, or a couple of years ago, and also the big floods of a couple of years ago, too. So just an amazing person, my hero. And I'm going to play his Song of the Week today. And it's from Saliva, and the song is called Click Click Boom. Mm-hmm. So let's have a listen to that, and we'll get to Shkwait Shachlach. Enjoy, everyone.
Stereo play. Was it faded? Not tainted. Just a kid with a pad and a pen in the back. was up in my room. I let the stereo blaze on Saturdays when kids go out and play. I was up in my room. I let the stereo blaze.
Click, click, boom. That was Saliva. Click, click, boom, man. Pretty powerful lyrics. And we have with us Shkwait Shachlech.